I think there are a couple of things. First is that last year, Secretary Napolitano issued a new DHS workforce strategy that's very focused on doing the right things to bring the DHS workforce along, to make certain that DHS has a very capable and committed workforce, to make certain that that workforce has the quality of leadership that they really need, and that the human capital programs that are necessary to support that workforce are in place. So I think that was a very good sign. I think the emphasis in the last couple of years on improving management of the department is also really important. You know, a lot of people, when they think of DHS, think about things like TSA screening passengers and baggage in airports. They think about CBPOs on the border. They think about the Coast Guard and the law enforcement and security mission of the Coast Guard and the search and rescue mission of the Coast Guard. And so they think of all those mission things in DHS and think, well, that's the thing that you have to make work really well. That's true. But to make those things work really well, you have to make the management of the department and the components work well. If you don't have sound financial management, you can't make certain that you have the money to pay for those things. If you don't have good IT support, you can't make those mission things happen. If you don't have good human capital support, the mission doesn't happen. So strengthening management isn't a particularly glamorous subject, and it's not something that's a particularly sexy subject. And people won't give you massive awards and recognition for making the trains run on time, for making the management of the organization much more stable and solid. But it's actually absolutely essential for the department to work well. One of the things that the Secretary, Secretary Napolitano, put in place when she took office 2.5 years ago now, is a real focus on management and efficiency in the department. And I think that's allowed the department to move forward in a lot of areas. And I think it's much stronger than it was just a couple of years ago. I know in the IT areas, Richard Spires, CIO there, is doing a fantastic job bringing things together. I think in the financial management area, it's moving along very nicely. I think in human capital, that's moving along nicely. We got a lot of good things done in the last two and a half years. And I think with the new leadership in place in the human capital office, that's going to continue to move along well.
You mentioned a number of the component agencies at DHS, and I wonder, a lot of the focus on DHS and some of the struggles they've had have centered around the integration of these component agencies. But after you were here the last time, I went back through and looked at some other agencies and saw that there are different bureaus and departments and so on within other agencies that also have kind of legacy stovepipes, the way that people criticize DHS for. Do you think that conversation about integration of these component agencies may be overblown a little bit?
I think it's overblown to a degree. I do think it's a significant issue for DHS. I think it's an issue that DHS needs more work on. And I'm reasonably confident that work will continue to have better integration of the components. But it's not unique to DHS. I've worked in other organizations, other departments, and I've observed other departments where there are similar problems, where the bureaus, agencies, administrations, components, whatever they call them in that department, don't really see a compelling need to work very closely together. The Department of Defense used to have that. I think Goldwater Nichols made an enormous improvement in the Department of Defense and brought services much, much more closely together and much more in alignment. And so I think actually DOD is one of the examples of where that cross-component, cross-organization interface has been improved tremendously and in some respects could be a model for other parts of the federal government. But I do think DHS gets a bit of a bad rap for having a set of problems that a lot of other multi-component organizations have, and so it's probably to that degree is probably overstated.